I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, so this is our International Women's Day special, our Q&A with the girls from the Harris Academy in Bermondsey and Miss Kelly, who was there yesterday, who you already heard. All right, girls, let's get into this. Q&A, ready? Let's do it. Who wants to go first? You guys want to ask some questions?
So what was it like growing up and like growing up as a woman footballer? And like, was it tough? Did you have to go through some stuff? And how did you pay for it?
Ooh, good question.
Should I go first, sir?
I'll kick off. Yeah, so it was tough for me. I'm one of eight siblings, so wasn't really easy to get to football. We talked about accessibility earlier on in the show. I remember I used to carpool, so that means someone's parent used to come and pick me up, and I used to go with them. Or when I played for Chelsea with Farrell, we used to get on a minibus, similar to what Miss Kelly was saying, to go to fixtures as a group. So financially, there were some barriers. I think for me it was really enlightening. I really enjoyed being part of football because I got to meet different people from different backgrounds and different cultures and different ethnicities that I didn't really get to see in and around my school. Like, I spent time with them in school, but outside of that, I didn't really get to engage and get to know them as an individual. So yeah, I think those were the main barriers in terms of accessing the game. But outside of that, I really enjoyed playing the sport. I don't know if anyone else wants to.
Mine's pretty similar to Earth's. Yeah, I think access in terms of transport, being able to get there, it was mostly other people's parents, train, bus, tube, whatever it was. Financially, quite difficult. One of four, one parent family. In terms of shin pads and kit, etc., was quite difficult. We used to have to pay subs as well when we used to train. So trying to get that £5 to play was quite difficult. Had to do a couple of chores at home to get that. No, but really, it was difficult to get that funding. And luckily, as kids, to be fair, back then, the coaches that I played under was one of those that they recognised talent when it was there, and kind of people's backgrounds, and understood that, you know, they didn't want to deny us the opportunity to play. So there were weeks that I got away with not paying subs. And obviously other kids wouldn't have known that. But yeah, I don't know if that still happens now. It'd be great if it did. But I was lucky that happened, because probably my journey wouldn't have continued if I continued to have to pay every week, because
so
already getting the train there was expensive.
And just to add to that, I think just football inside the school was a lot more accessible because I was on free school meals, like things like having packed lunch and going away on trips. Like, I wouldn't have been able to do that outside of that. So luckily I was on free school meals and I was able to get like a free school packed lunch.
Hot dog and chips, right?
not the pork.
That's
on
what
my side, but
wait, back then you ate pork.
No,
what, you
did?
Yes, you did.
Oh my, absolutely not. She's lying. Jah, Rastafari, right, no, go on.
Yeah, I think for me it was a bit different, because I think in the US there's so many girls that want to play. Like I said, it's more of a girl's sport than it is for boys. So it was a lot of competition from a really young age. So even when I was playing, I was just playing AYSO, which is like anyone can play. And then I got sort of recruited at 12, which at that time was like quite old, you know. You
really?
Get a lot of people go into clubs at like, you know, maybe a little bit younger. Nowadays, it's like four. You're in a club already. It's nuts. But yeah, I think once I got into that competitive environment, I was quite young, and I think I was a little bit more naive because my school was a little bit further away, and football gave me the opportunity as well to play with different types of people. So I wouldn't have been able to have played with girls from like Torrance, or, you know, from different socioeconomic backgrounds and races and religions, because my school was not that diverse, to be really honest. So I think my eyes were open quite a lot when I was quite young, but it was hard, like competitively.
Oh, the US
really
is crazy compared to like in terms of that, what you say there, and how much parents are prepared to pay for
the
their kids to make
nuts.
It in a sport is absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I definitely, if I had to pay to make myself something, I wouldn't have. Like when you go to the US, I went there coaching. In terms of what parents do, like they've got a big field outside their front yard, and it's like they're paying coaches to come and coach their kid, as you say, from the age of four.
Training,
mad.
Yeah,
I just get a ball and kick it against the wall.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, madness. Yeah. It's mad.
Cool. Thank you, Zainab. Yeah.
Next question.
Who's your favourite footballer and why?
Is that male or female or just any?
Messi.
Is yours Messi? Is it actually?
I love Messi. Yeah.
Who's yours, Bex? Why? Messi?
Just Messi. Just there's no explanation. Don't need to explain.
He's just that good.
He's just genius. The guy's a genius.
Gosh, I go through phases. I really do. Caroline Graham Hansen used to be my favorite player. She's a Norwegian player who plays for Barcelona, but she's been injured for a while and she's just come back. Actually, I'm going to stick with her because I want to see how she does coming back. Not a very big name, not very flashy as a person, doesn't have a big social media following, but she's one of those players that any player you talk to will go, oh my gosh, yeah, she's definitely one of the best players. So
mine was a player that played for Brazil called Sissi. So she was a left back that played, well, she wasn't the left back, she played on the left for Brazil. And yeah, she was someone that I guess looked as close as what I wanted to
same
do.
Same haircut,
of,
in
same
fact.
Same haircut. Her barber was not as sharp as mine, but she could pass. But yeah, she was very skillful. She liked to like nutmeg players and just do all the tricks and flicks, and yeah, I like doing that as a player, so it's definitely Sissi from Brazil for
she
me.
Was good. She very was good. So good.
Can I ask a question? What would you girls like to see more of in terms of like what football has to offer? They don't want to answer that. Oh, hand shut up straight at the back there.
Well, obviously, like from young I was like introduced to football, and like in primary school I used to play football, but like it was mostly boys. And it was a thing where it was like there wasn't really any girls' football teams. Like the boys were able to go, like have competitions with other schools, and like with the girls, there wasn't much opportunity for us. And I feel like if there was more of an opportunity, I would be more like involved in football right now. And I feel like it's kind of like unfair with how boys get more opportunity than us girls.
I've got a question. That's if anybody really wants to answer it,
really good. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Yeah. It's a really good answer.
Does anybody know the route into the game outside of school? So if you didn't have school teachers that would help you, does anybody know how they would get into maybe a grassroots team or into a does anybody know the route? No. let's say it, because there's people out there that I didn't know the access into the game. I literally, when I was a player, there was a small little advertisement, maybe this big, that was in a Chelsea programme that I took home, and I got my uncle to ring them and ask them, could I come for a trial? Otherwise, I wouldn't have known my entrance into the game.
So. You literally would not have be sitting here today had you not seen that ad, potentially.
Well, potentially not, unless someone saw me in a youth club.
There was another
opportunity. But yeah, it was just that my uncle ran.
That's mad.
Yeah, so I'm saying I didn't even when I was coaching through the game, didn't know the pathway into the game. So I'm saying now, obviously, it's more visible. Do people understand like where they would go outside of school to get themselves involved in football?
Does anyone know how to get into a team or how to join a club?
One of my teachers, they suggested like this community program that Millwall does for girls. But without someone suggesting it, I don't think you would have known that it happens.
Okay, cool. Amazing. Thank you. I've got a question. In terms of like, you know, like culture, like we're all different, right? All different backgrounds. In terms of your family support, are there barriers within that for you as females to get into football? Anybody want to share if they have a barrier within that?
Growing up, there's not really a lot of talk about like women's football. They were just really focused on men's football. So I grew up not really knowing that women's football was like really public and everything. And yeah, it was not really focused.
So in your family home, would men's football be spoken about but not female football?
Yeah, no talk of female football.
And now that the game's obviously bigger, would that be a conversation that would be supported within the family?
I mean, with my mum, yeah, but, you know, with the rest of the family, no, I don't think so.
Anyone else got a different view that we haven't spoken to yet?
Maybe because, like, my mum and my dad, like, through growing up, like, they didn't really know much about, like, girls playing football. So, like, they all, most of that they would think about was, like, doctors and, like, they were just, like, think that like I would get more money from like being a doctor, and they would think that I would be smarter and stuff like that. So that's why, like, since I became older, like, I've been watching football, and like I grew up to like football more and more.
Yeah, no, that's really interesting because obviously only the women's game has only recently gone professional. So it's only now a career where you can make money from it. Whereas, you know, when you speak, I've spoken to girls before, it's been quite difficult for families to support being a sports player or female sports person where they don't see that route in terms of financially then being able to support yourself. So being a doctor, a teacher or having a career is probably more supported within female families. So it's really interesting. Thank you.
And just from, I guess, the women's game over here, do you guys have any heroes? Is anyone kind of come through as like a hero from football? Anyone got any female football heroes?
My mom.
Oh. Why your mom?
Because she just does so much for football. And if she wasn't in the school doing football and if I didn't come to the school, I probably wouldn't be playing football.
Mm. Nice. Support
does
your family.
Does she encourage you to play? Does yeah, she want she you to does. Play? Yeah. Why? What does she say?
She's just always saying how I can do it and I can play football. And every time, like, say if I don't want to go to a football or something, like she'll make me go in and it'll make me, like, I'll actually enjoy it.
Cool.
Just the last question for me. Are there any other barriers that we haven't spoke about or mentioned that you guys think there is to football? Any barriers?
Oh, lots of hands.
Lots of hands.
People in general, they are like some people say women can't play football, which is not really true. So, and then some women lose motivation for the sport that they desire. And yeah.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's so crazy for me to hear that. Like, it's so, thank you so much for the honesty, but I always find it so shocking because growing up in the States where, like, it's just girls, everyone can play and it is a girls sport. So I don't know, I would encourage you guys to watch the U.S. Women's National Team and some of the league there because there's huge crowds. And we spoke to one of the coaches that coaches over there. They have massive stadiums. They're filled every weekend and it's just fantastic. So if you ever do feel like you can't play or people are saying that, you'll know that actually it's not true.
Is there any more questions from...
How do you feel about like the money difference between men and women footballs? Like, you see, if you was to buy a player from another team, it's like kind of like a big price difference between if you was to buy a male football player.
Yeah, I mean, look, we all know that financially the difference between the men's and the women's games is huge. I think it's something that we need to not compare. I think it makes it really difficult to grow our game the more we compare it with the men's game that they are so far down their journey than the women's game. We've only been professional maybe 6 years, 7 years. Mm-hmm. So we're just at the start of where our game potentially can go. But yeah, it's a huge difference, but something that certainly when I was a player didn't focus on, and I'm not sure that the women now focus in on it a lot. They're getting paid now, I think, which is certainly an improvement from when I started the game. They're able to live off just playing. When we all played, I mean, I don't know for you, Bex, being abroad, but in this country, when we played, we had to work alongside playing because the salary we were getting wasn't enough. Bex, is it abroad? You had to
yeah,
do both,
I could be fully professional, but I chose not to because I got bored playing football all the time.
What?
But yeah, it was a lot more challenging. But I think just to answer your question, it's really about the money that goes in is what you get out. And like you said, you guys never had an opportunity to, you don't play. If you played a lot more, if people were buying you shoes and all of the equipment and opening up all the pitches and getting you really good coaching, that takes a lot of money to make you a really good player from a young age. And all the way through, you think about all the money that would go into that, then clearly the value of you would be a lot more. You'd be a better player, more entertaining to watch, right? So it's not because men or women are better or worse, or we should even compare as far as saying, but there's a lot more money that's gone into the men's side, which is why there's a lot more money coming out of the men's side. What we need to focus on is how do we get you guys the right opportunities? How do we get you opening the pitches and getting the right coaches and getting the funding into you at this level is the most important thing to focus on, I think, as we've heard today.
And if you were, I'd say, prime minister or England manager or head of football in this country, and you got to ask for one thing, one change to be made, what one wish do you reckon you'd ask for? If you had one thing that you think would really make a difference, what one thing would you ask for? Maybe we take a couple of them and just see what, yeah.
I think they should, like, use bigger stadiums for games, because the England Lionesses are playing Australia this April, but they're still not playing in like big stadiums like Wembley, and lots of people would want to go see those games, yet those tickets sell out quite fast.
I can't, let me come back at that. I just think the difficulty is when you play in them big stadiums, right? So it gives you an opportunity. So when the Lionesses play at Wembley, there's an opportunity for fans that probably won't normally be able to access going to Wembley because of the prices of men's games, get the opportunity to go to Wembley on a ticket of £10, right? But at some point playing at those big stadiums, those tickets will no longer be £10. So it's really difficult to kind of balance what the value of watching a women's game at these big stadiums, i.e. Wembley, compared to the men. Like, at some point that value is going to change. And everybody will say they'll want to pay it, but a ticket that you can go and watch a Lioness at Wembley is now currently at £10, for example. If tomorrow they go, right, we're going to play Australia or Brazil at Wembley for £50, will we fill the stadium? Who knows? But I'm just saying, that's just an example, because it's the same with the men. You know, cup finals, they're like, yeah, the ticket price is £90. Like, crazy. I just got two tickets, Newcastle, Man United, £90 a ticket up in the sticks. So I'm saying, we loved
Chelsea
it.
Is, right?
We loved it, and we love to hear that, right? We love to, like, want, we want them to play in these stadiums, but at some point the cost of these stadiums, the value of the ticket is going to increase, and then the difficulty is then filling it.
Well, they lose money on Wembley every time too.
Exactly, that's the point, especially when, yeah.
So any other difficult suggestions? Really difficult. Couple more?
I just feel like being able to, like everyone just having the chance to, like, play, and even just to do, like, whatever you want, because I just feel like some people get more opportunities than others because of, like, where they've come from and things like that. And I just feel like everyone should be open to everything and everything they can do, because obviously from young, like, I wasn't open to, like, women's football, but I knew about football because my brother would play it. So, like, from that, I just knew about football a lot. So just, like, some people don't get that because they might not have an older brother, or, like, they might not, just, like, their family might not watch football. So I just feel like have an opportunity to, like, see everything, basically.
Good answer.
Yeah, really good.
I was going to ask, when you were a child or around our age, did you see yourself doing what you're doing at the moment?
That's a good question. That's a great question.
What, sitting on a podcast? I'm not sure.
I think I definitely saw myself talking, because my teachers in my reports at school always says, works really hard but talks too much. Who always gets that? Yeah, I think they copy and paste it, I promise you. But no, I thought I was going to be a professional footballer. I thought I was going to play for Man United's men's team. I was going to be the first ever female to play.
That was a big laugh.
She actually dreamt this every day. She would tell me this.
Yeah. I thought I was going to be the first female to play for a men's team for Man United and win the Premier League and be so successful. So in my mind,
left back behind Giggsy, you haven't put that in.
That's all I actually thought I was ever going to do. Just pass my GCSEs and then play for Man United and live happily ever after. So, no.
I mean, no, I didn't ever think growing up that I'd be a professional footballer at any point. I obviously hoped for it, didn't visually see it because there was nothing in front of me to kind of drive towards, but I sacrificed everything, including education, which I do regret. I mean, I went to school every day. My attendance was brilliant, but in terms of my concentration, I just wanted to finish school, get to lunchtime to play football, get to after school to go and do football. So I kind of focused all in on being a footballer, even though realistically I didn't think at the time. There was never no hope.
Yeah.
I mean, I was lucky I got it to the back end of my career, but I took huge risks in doing that, in terms of not staying on at college. Erfa knows about that. I was a little rebel. So I just did, I made bad choices. As a kid, I was too young. I was just driven by football. That was my motivation.
Without really
knowing where football was going to lead me to.
That's a great point, because I think nowadays everyone sort of wants to be a professional. I'm going to put everything in, but actually I was the opposite. I never really wanted to be a professional footballer.
She only captained New Zealand, don't worry.
It's embarrassing, but I wanted to work in finance, like, and I wanted to have my own business doing that. And so for me, I sort of fell into it because I really liked it and I was passionate about it, but I always had other things, and the education were just really important for me. So I think, you know, having a balance, you said the same and you do the same. I think the balance is kind of the key moving forward. But the good thing is you don't have to know what you want to do, because, you know, I changed. I started my own company 3 years ago, and I, you know, out of nothing. So it changes quite often, and I won't tell you how old I am, but it's older than you, so you can always make changes. So it's a great question, though. Thanks for asking.
We did this last week, didn't we? We answered a similar question, yeah. And I was like, I would have worked in an ice cream van if I didn't make it as a footballer. And this is true, right? I promise you. Because when I couldn't get the ice cream after school because we didn't have the money, I was like, I'm going to be on the ice cream van, and I will eat as much ice cream as I want. Lucky I made it as a footballer for 7 years.
Yeah, no, it's good. All right, girls, thank you so much for today. Did you have fun?
Yes.
Yeah, did you
learn
something?
Of course I did. It got them out of lesson.
What, did you learn loads of stuff? Yeah.
More than you'd learned in a lesson?
For those of you who like football, are you going to play more?
Yeah,
just find a ball, find a friend. You can always just go play in a park. That's what I did a lot growing up too. But yeah, really. And if you haven't need any help or you ever want to talk to anybody, us three are here. We'll be your support team. Farah Williams really loves that the most of all of us. So.
Of course I do, coaching.
But thank you again for having us. Shauna, Miss Kelly, thank you very much for coming on and for sharing your time, and all the best for you guys, and happy International Women's Day. Oh, very cool. See you next week.
Ciao.
Laters.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.